From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia battles back after U.S. sanctions. Russian President Vladimir Putin is defending his massive cuts in the size of the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia, saying it had waited long enough for relations with Washington to improve. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov weighed in on the sanctions passed last week by the U.S. Congress.
Yes, it is. And I think this retaliation is long, long overdue. After the Senate, the day before yesterday, voted, or rather on the 27th of July, voted, so overwhelmingly on a completely weird and unacceptable piece of legislation.
He said it was hardly in the interests of the U.S. to implement the sanctions.
It was the last drop. If the U.S. side decides to move further towards further deterioration, we will answer, we will respond in kind. We will mirror this, we will retaliate. But my call and my whole point is, don't do this. It's to the detriment of the interests of the U.S.
The Russian leader Sunday ordered the U.S. to cut its diplomatic staff of more than 1,200 in Russia by 755 people in response to those new sanctions. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro says the Sunday election for an assembly to rewrite the Constitution was a resounding success. At least 10 people died in clashes between the anti-government protesters and police. President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest ICBM missile test. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that their missiles can now reach the continental United States. This is VOA News. John